From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Agricultural Retailers Association is applauding EPA's move to stop labeling glyphosate as a carcinogen. In early August, the EPA announced it will no longer approve such product labels, stating it's a false claim that doesn't meet the labeling requirements of the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. ARA President Darren Kopic tells Greenbook.net EPA has demonstrated the sound science behind its decision repeatedly with glyphosate, and it would be irresponsible and misleading to require or allow language that conflicts with the scientific review. Well, be on the lookout. The U.S. Apple Association has a new logo. The Packer.com reports the shape of the logo is an abstract representation of an apple and also brings to mind seasonality, cycles, and new growth. According to a statement, the logo's leaf and stem point forward, communicating U.S. Apple's forward focus through leadership and advocacy for growers. The association is also updating its website, which will be finished this fall. New rules for growing and testing hemp are coming this fall from the USDA. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon tells AgriMarketing.com the USDA expects to issue regulations in the next 2 to 4 weeks. Wyden says Oregon is at the epicenter of the enormous potential for the hemp industry in this country. Since 2014, Oregon has gone from 13 registered hemp growers and 105 acres to 1,883 growers and roughly 62,000 acres. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.